Bad Bitches is a part of No Please Don't Podcast Network. For more, go to nopleasedon'tpodcast.com.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hey. Recording now, huh? Let's do it.
Oh, okay. So, this is Big Jen's.
Yo, Big Jen's here. What's up, what's up? That was terrible.
And I'm Kayla, co-host of Bad Bitches. That's bitches with a Z. With a Z. With a Z. We're gonna get stanky stank up in the Dutch oven and tell these fine folks about some bad bitches in history. And we're gonna drink a 12-pack while we do it. Do the white trash edition. Yeah.
I'm sure we have so many doctors listening.
Yes. Those are our main listeners.
Totally.
Yeah. Our, you know, PhD and up.
Definitely. Pretty much. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Smart people love us.
We're like almost the Spice Girls.
Pretty much. We look just like them. It's identical.
Or the fucking Three Stooges.
Yeah, that's more like it. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. I got a question for you,
hey
batch.
There. Hey there, yeah.
Who are we talking about today?
I'll tell you who the f*** we're talking about today. I love it.
Oh my God, that beer tastes good.
Can we get your phone out of here, maybe?
Yeah, I'm wondering. I know, I was trying to get it farther away. That's where I put it there, but I don't think it's helping.
Hmm. We're phone free.
We sure are. My phone sucks. Anyway, I don't want it.
No phones. I hate having my phone. Mm-hmm. Actually, my phone got stolen a couple of weeks ago.
Tell me all about that.
You know all about it.
I do. I just wanted you to...
You were there.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't so much there.
No.
I wasn't there when it was stolen. Stolen?
Stolen?
Stolen from you? Yeah.
I was working, and these two women had... coerced me into staying after work and having drinks with them, and I thought we were having a great fucking time, and this woman like savagely hit on me. I mean,
she definitely was.
She grinded her knee into my vagina.
Yeah
and said, I'm not bi, but I would lick your pussy dry.
Jeez. Yeah, that's a little forward. Even for me, that's a little bit forward.
Yeah.
I do love it, though.
I mean, I didn't hate it.
Yeah. She's really cute. Love her style, too. I mean, she's awesome, but just a little too far gone there.
Yeah, she's a little crazy, for sure.
Yeah. So, anyway, she just decided to help herself to your phone, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wasn't mean or anything. I mean, I'm in a relationship, so I can't do anything. But I'm willing to, you know, I would... If I was single, I'm not going to say that I wouldn't have done anything with her, but I went to the bathroom and I came back and the two girls were gone and my phone was gone, too.
Yeah.
So.
I wonder who took it.
And then another lady told me they took it.
Bullshit.
I was like, where is my phone? And she's like, oh, those girls took it. And I was like, they did? So.
Yeah, everyone knows everyone else around here, too. So it's.
They're my neighbors.
Can do that. Yeah. So it's a little bit, like, careful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a lock on my phone. So dumb.
Yeah, they could have been ugly.
Well, it was ugly.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been, what if you had, like, a million dick pics of Butts's, like, wiener on there, too? His wiener dick. Or, wiener. You know what I mean? Like, pictures of your shit turds and wiener dicks.
Oh, my God, there's... way more pictures of poop than penises on my phone.
Oh, and that's because you've been in a relationship for like 8 years, so that's okay at that stage, I think.
Yeah.
But it's dangerous. You don't take somebody's phone and dig through their shit.
Yeah, they totally
never were, know what
they
you're
totally
see.
Went through my stuff. Mm-hmm. The one girl left $18 on the bar. That's how fast they grabbed my phone and bolted.
Right.
And I think she just wanted me to like go back to her house and pick it up so then I would, you know,
get
she could fuck me pretty much.
Get licked clean.
Yeah.
Or licked dry, sorry.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, right there, I was just like, I don't want you to lick my pussy dry.
No, no.
I want my pussy to be wet. That's my issue.
Yeah,
okay, my pussy's dry all the time.
Yeah.
That's not, like...
Right, that's something that I need to
I'm a big pothead, yeah.
To lick a pussy dry would be quite the accomplishment, is what we're saying, right? It's, like, almost impossible to do that.
I don't know. Just
the more you lick, the juicier it gets, right? Yeah, I mean, that's pretty disgusting, so. But...
I'm going to lick you until I turn you off so much.
Right? That's you're her dry. Mission. Yeah.
I'm not really sure. I think she just had way too many shots of tequila, and she was not making any sense.
No, she wasn't. Although I have slept with some men that...
Made your pussy dry?
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
I saw something... That was really funny, this person. And it was like right after I had mentioned him in our podcast, I thought I was like being kind of nice or whatever. And he posts on Twitter, he says, unpopular opinion, you don't have to drink all the time and make your podcast all about drinking just to try and seem interesting or something
who
like that.
Said that?
I'm not going to say who said it. And I don't even think it was aimed at us. It was just an opinion he had.
Really sounds like it.
He might not even listen to us. So he might not even know that I was like
is
nice and dropped his name. Fuck no, it's not Ed. Oh. Are you kidding? Ed's drunk all the time.
Well, I know. That's kind of what I thought,
He's
too.
He's a liquor salesman.
Uh-oh, I've got one in the chamber. Who claps into a microphone?
Ow, that hurt my ears.
Who screams into one, too? Maybe I have to poop.
Ooh. Oh, I pooped twice today.
Stinks. That's a bad one. It smells like rotten potatoes. No, it doesn't. That's
rotten potatoes are bad.
It's a really bad one. It's not quite up there. Okay, no, I sucked it back in. It's in my cavern. Or it's up inside my... It's deep inside of me now. The shit.
In that black hole.
Yeah. I call it the black hole. Pew, pew, pew.
Anyways, I just wanted to say to you that drinking is our lives pretty much, so... We probably wouldn't be very interesting if we were just sitting in here sober wishing we could drink the whole time.
God, no. I know. So. I know. You have to tell me who said this.
Nah.
Why?
It was, I don't remember his name. Yeah, he talks about drinking too. It's just an unpopular opinion thing. Unpopular opinion. Nobody really gives a fuck about your unpopular opinions.
Good burn.
Sick burn, man, but I would still, like, fucking hang out with you, because I like him a lot. He's, like, open about men having depression, which I think is so much more important than, like, even, you know, that's obviously more important than drinking, clearly. We drink a lot, yes, but is that a healthy choice? No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
Are we healthy people? Not really.
I think you are.
I am, besides the copious amounts of alcohol.
Mm-hmm. No, maybe what he was just trying to do is just let people know if you're not into drinking, you don't have to be cool to drink.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyways, so do you want to know why we're here today?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I sure do.
What are you drinking on tonight?
Me? Same thing I'm always drinking on, some Bud Lats.
I know, I'm just kidding. That's why I asked, because it's like, of course, I know what you're drinking. I drink something different every time.
I know she does. Jesus, what are you drinking on, bitch? What are you drinking on?
I have a Busch Light.
Yeah, you got a big fucking hairy ass
latte.
Bush. Yeah.
I like Bush in my mouth.
Who doesn't?
All right.
I for one, don't. I don't. I've never had Bush in my mouth.
I don't think I have.
I thought about it hard for that. I mean, I don't think I've sucked on any bush.
I had an encounter one time, and I don't remember any of it. So, I mean, anything could have happened.
I've had quite a few of those myself, where I don't remember jack fucking shit. Yeah. So, maybe I have sucked on a bush before, but...
I don't.
Think so.
So, you're listening to us because you want to learn about a badass bitch from history.
Fuck yes.
Right?
Yeah, of course I do.
Otherwise, I don't have anything else for you, so.
Well, you know what we could talk about, like hairy nipples, or there's a lot of things we could talk about.
You could just stick around and listen to us anyways because you're going to fucking like this story.
Yeah.
We're talking about Queen Mary the First.
That's cool. I don't.
You're so bored. You're like, ew.
I don't know a goddamn thing about this bitch. I don't know nothing about her.
Mary Tudor? Does Mary Tudor, like, ring a bell?
No.
What about Bloody Mary?
Yeah.
Okay. You make a lot of those, don't you?
Of course. Yeah, they do. I was just going to say it. How do you mean? The drink. Dumb fucker. Me. The dumb fuck, not you.
You get a Mary and you stab her a lot.
Oh, my God.
That's what I was talking about.
That's what I do almost every night anyway.
Or, like, you know, the whole Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm like so traumatized. Honestly.
That's what I was thinking of when you said that. I'm like, bitch, I haven't done that since I was in like seventh grade because I was so fucking scared.
I know. That's scary shit. Okay.
Did you ever watch Candyman?
She's always making fun of me because I've seen zero movies almost.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really true. And I watch like three movies a night. It's because that's how cool I am, kids. That's what's up.
She just made me watch Where the Red River Flows.
Nope.
Where the Land Begins.
No, no. Keep going.
Bird Fly in the Sky.
Yes, that's it. No.
The Legend of the Falls.
I knew you'd get it.
Okay, I got it.
Legend of the Fall.
A Legend of the Fall. Oh, I looked into Brad Pitt's face and it came to me.
Ugh. He is so beautiful. And how do you not love that movie?
That's a horrible movie.
Let's take a poll here. Who likes the movie Legends of the Fall? Who does not? We should like set up a poll on fucking IG.
IG.
Is that Instagram? Yeah. Is that Instagram?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just want to let all of our followers know that her and I don't have very good internet still. Mm-hmm. And I don't go on my phone, and then my phone just gets stolen all the time. So, like, you know, I'm sorry we don't get back to you guys all the time about everything, but we fucking love you. We're just busy and, you know, probably jerking off or something. So.
I'm always whacking off. It's funny you should say that. I almost didn't get here in time because I was whacking.
You didn't get here in time.
I didn't. I was 6 minutes late because I was whacking off. I was whacking my cats off, and then I whacked my boyfriend off, and then I whacked myself off.
That sounds like a... Well, you did that really fast.
I was
then.
Really busy. I know. I'm really good at it. Do you want to smell my fingers?
No. Yeah. I'll fucking bite your finger off. Okay.
I'm teasing.
So let's talk about Bloody Mary.
Fucking slut.
I wish we would have made a Bloody Mary drink.
Oh, yeah.
Like, duh. You would even drink that.
I do like Bloody Marys. Mm-hmm. We were just working in a bar all day, too, where we wouldn't have access to any of those things. Would have been so fucking amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. So we're going to travel. Close your eyes.
And oh,
I'll take
of course.
You back.
Where else? Oh, definitely.
We'll travel back to the 16th century.
Mm. Hey, bitch, you know what? I have to poop.
Go poop.
I'm really sorry. I was trying to hold it in.
No, but you're squirming.
Every time I lift up just a little bit, I'm like, here comes.
All right. Okay. How was your poop? Tell me all about it.
Well, you know, it was a little bit more firm than I would have liked it to be. Oh, yeah. There was like a decent-sized turd that came out first and kind of opened the gate for a larger one to sneak out then, which was like four times the size of that. So it was like that.
Really?
Well, the first one was only like that, the first turd. So it was like, I'm slightly dehydrated, yes. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's what that means when your shit kind of just plop, plop, plop.
Yep.
You want it to be like a scuba. Whoosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was not scuba.
Yeah, slide it in. Slide it in.
Slide it in. Right from the top. You're going to slide it in. Slide it in. Right on.
That's good harmonies.
That was... fantastic, yeah.
All right, do you want to hear more about Queen Mary, Bloody Mary?
No, I want to talk about my poop. No, I'm teasing. No, let's talk about this bitch. Yes, please.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, obviously she was a queen.
Okay. Big deal.
She was born February 18th, 1516.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. In Greenwich, England.
Oh, I was just going to say, is that like New York?
No.
Greenwich.
I think there's Greenwich Village, though, in New York.
I think there is, bitch. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She died November 17th, 1558.
Oh, geez. Don't make me do that math. Is she like 36?
Girl, no. Oh. 1516 to 1558.
Yes. I'm way too
stupid to do that. 42.
Well,
I did the math before. Or Wikipedia told me.
Oh, that's so wrong. Like, she was like 217 or some shit. Whatever.
God, you said 36.
I said 36. It's only 6 years off.
That's a lot of years off.
I know, but it's not like I'm like 50 or anything. That's why I had to rethink. I'm like, oh my God, was she like 87? I thought that's what you meant, but you're like, no.
So her parents were some very noteworthy people. Her dad was King Henry VIII.
Jeez.
And her mother was Catherine of Aragon.
Shit. So can I start singing the Henry song now?
I mean, if you feel compelled, oh, she's been Henry singing it all day.
I am Henry VIII. I am. I got married to the widow next door.
She's been married seven times
before. And oh, everyone was a Henry.
Henry!
Don't mean Willie or Sam.
No, Sam!
Oh, fuck.
But Wilkes was a Henry. Henry was the name that I am. No, that was... I just made all that
you
up.
You really knew that was a finale there. That was amazing. You did so good.
I tried.
And then tell them what you said earlier at work when you're like, and now the second time is coming again. I'm like, second, first, same as the first. It was so bad, man.
I was singing it earlier.
Yeah. If you can call it that. You're like half talking. You're like, and then you went around the block and we sang it again. Yeah. That's not it.
I just insert my own lyrics.
I like that, though. I mean, it takes a lot of character. Or, I mean, smart. That's smart to do that.
It takes a lot of my character and throws it in the dumpster.
Yeah.
I get
sure.
it.
Sure. No, it doesn't.
So, I told her earlier that King Henry VIII was in this, and we've literally been singing that all day today. Not correctly.
It's very exciting. So. Yeah, no, it's not. Neither version are right. I'm pretty sure, but
she was born in Placentia Palace.
Oops. Placenta Palace, cool place.
And that was in Greenwich. She was the only child of theirs that survived childhood.
Oh, that's a bummer.
That's really fucking sad.
Mm-hmm.
She was baptized Catholic as a baby.
Catholicer. All right.
There's going to be a lot of cat licking.
So I could, how appropriate, appropriate, appropriate. Now we're talking about that now with all the pussy licking we've already been talking about. There's
oh my
a theme
God.
Here.
And with Christmas coming up.
Dude, merry fucking Christmas.
Or is Christmas a Catholic thing? Do they do like?
I think if you're religious at all, it's a Christmas thing. Oh, no, that's not completely true because like.
Happy Kwanzaa.
The Jewish.
That's a thing.
Yeah, I don't know what it means, but it's a thing.
Me either. No idea. Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a black holiday.
Is it?
I do maybe think so. That's why I think it's so funny to tell the whitest people we know, like salespeople, Happy Kwanzaa. And they're like, thank you.
I did say that earlier.
You did, yeah. I mean, I've been saying that for years, but I think I just recently, I'm like, that's like a black thing. So that's why it's funny.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, she was a total churchy freak show, like totally deep in Jesus's puss.
She was deep in Jesus. She was deep. She was balls deep in Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, it's nasty to say. Man, I went to a Lutheran school. I'm going to burn in hell. Okay. By the way, I think that Christians are the ones that believe in Jesus, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some people that just, like the Jewish... They don't do Christmas. They do, like, other things instead.
Chanukah.
Yeah, they do some Chanukah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
So I don't actually know
So they don't
know
believe
what...
in Jesus?
I don't know if they don't believe or if they just do... I think
Jewish
they...
isn't Christian?
I don't know what it is, man. I'm really
so
confused.
It's not Jesus Christ, because that's one person, right? Or is it Christ and Jesus are two people?
Well, there's a folly... Folly? There's a Father, Son, and a Holy Spirit. And then there's like,
fuck?
And then there's Jesus and God, and there's Jesus Christ and then God.
I thought God was all of them.
But it is. Oh. There's three people, but he's just one. He's God the Father Almighty, and he has all one and three. They're all three in him.
Your shit's confusing.
Oh, you're goddamn right it is.
No wonder they made a special school for that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm totally zero educated.
Yeah.
I've been to like a couple of baptisms.
A baptism?
A baptism, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Baptismals.
Baptismals. What should I wear to this baptismal? So I don't know what religion Christmas is.
Okay.
Or if there's just, quite a few of them that celebrate Christmas, but not all. Some of them do different things before and after, I think.
Some people say it's something to do with pagans, and I don't know any. I literally know zero shit about pagans,
mm-hmm.
pagan people. So where are they from?
Dude, I don't fucking know.
Okay. All right. So she, you know, loves whoever Catholic people love.
Oh, okay.
And
well, they love Jesus.
Okay.
Catholics love Jesus. Or they love Mary, I think, too. Jesus's mama.
What? Oh, duh.
His mom's name is Mary also. Okay.
I was like, how does Jesus have a mom, really? That's like, shouldn't he have
Immaculate Conception. Like, she was a virgin.
A spirit in the sky.
I know.
Going up to the spirit in the sky.
Spirit in the sky.
That's where I'm going to go when I die.
Way to switch gears.
When I first met Big Jen, we were talking about something and I said, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to burn in hell. And she's like,
what?
I can't believe you just said that. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, don't you know what hell is?
I was so worried for her.
I was like, bitch, I don't believe in hell. And she's like,
that's why it makes sense. Yeah. I was so confused. I don't get out much. And this atheist bitch shows up and I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I'm not a super religious person by any means. I don't even know what I believe in these days. But most people just believe in something, you know what I mean? So I was just very taken back by that, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've said that in front of a lot of people, and I get a lot of bad responses most of the time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God. But not as much as you. You were just like concerned for me. Mm-hmm. Most of the time people are just like, you're a disgusting person. I'm like... Yeah, I am.
No, I wasn't like mad at you or anything. I'm like, I don't want that to happen to you.
No, you were scared for me.
Yeah, I was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
You were like, snakes are going to eat your eyeballs out. And I was like, no, they're not.
I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure they are, actually. And now I'm like, you know what? I'll meet you there, bitch. Don't worry about it. I know.
I like snakes, so.
You know what, bitch? I like snakes, too. I like snakes, too.
Mm-hmm. So. Back to Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Her fucking slutty fucking Henry VIII dad.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if you know much about Henry VIII.
Nah.
Mm-mm. He's like the Tiger Woods of the 16th century.
Hmm.
So that's my comparison.
He's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And he likes to fuck all the time.
Whoa. Who doesn't?
Well, I'll go on because I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of names in this you're going to recognize once I get going.
Every time I hear a name I recognize, I'm going to slap you. You like that game? I really like it. I don't see what could go wrong. Let's do it.
All right. So she was really fucking smart. She's a very intelligent Christian
young lady.
Woman.
Okay.
And she loved music.
I'm Henry VIII. And she loved it. You did good too. We both were thinking the same with that.
So in 1525, her father, Henry VIII.
Henry.
He named her Princess of Wales.
Cool. How old was she then? Like 10? Well, we don't know, but I'm just saying she was
16, she was 9?
Fuck yeah.
So she became a Princess of Wales at 9 years old.
Well, I don't know what else she'd be doing. What else do you do when you're 9?
And then he sent her to the Welsh border to go find a husband.
Oh, wow. I was totally on his side for a second, and then he lost me with that.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Ew, get that cherry popped when you're 8, 9, 10. You know, I mean, you don't want to leave him there too long.
Gross.
Which is disgusting.
Who wants to marry a fucking 12-year-old? That's gross. Maybe everybody else felt the way that we did because they could not find this baby girl a husband.
Oh, good. I've never said that before, but I'm actually glad they couldn't marry her off.
They couldn't find a suitor for the Princess of Wales.
Jesus.
Okay, probably because she sucked.
Yeah. She was a super little bitch girl, too.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Mm-hmm. He waited until 1533.
Don't.
When... Oh. You want to go for it?
Nope.
She was 17.
Thank you.
And he got so frustrated that he couldn't find a husband for his bitch daughter. And so he decided he was going to annul his marriage to her mother so he could marry somebody else and try and have a boy or another daughter that people liked more.
Well, what did he want for her? Just because she didn't get married, who gives a fuck?
Well, she turned 17. She's getting too old.
But okay, but why does she need to be married at all? Because everyone needed to be married then. It was a huge deal, right? Fuck that horse cock and shit.
Yeah. God. Well, and if you're a princess or a queen, you don't have half the fucking power that a king does. So you need a fucking king, basically, in this, you know.
Got it.
Sort of governmental.
So he's going to shit out another kid just so he can...
He wants to get his dick wet by somebody else, but they're all fucking Catholic and shit, so he's probably like, I have to annul the wedding or whatever.
Okay.
That pretty much fucking devastated Mary.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can tell if you're like a religious-ass fanatic and now you have came from like a bastard fucking child. Like your parents were never married. Oh.
Wait, her parents were never married?
He annulled it. He annulled their marriage.
I just thought that was like a divorce.
It means it never happened.
Oh, bitch.
A divorce is a divorce.
No.
An annulment means it never happened.
But how can it never have happened when you were married?
Because I guess he's rich and powerful enough to make that happen. Okay, so here's what he said. Here was his reasoning behind it. Because Catherine of Aragon was married to his brother, but then his brother died. So then he married her. He said their marriage was incestuous.
No. What?
That's what he claimed. And he's the fucking king, so he can do whatever he wants.
I don't like this guy.
So now Mary is a fucking bastard incest baby.
Oh, jeez, that's a rough go.
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever, fuck her.
Yeah. She's a bitch too, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't blame her for being a bitch now. Shit.
He married Catherine's maid of honor from their wedding.
No shit.
Miss Anne Boleyn.
Oh, I've heard of that before. Mm-hmm. I didn't slap you too hard, though. There's a movie about that bitch. Ain't there?
Yes.
Okay.
The other Boleyn girl.
Yeah.
But they had a baby named Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Was there like three names then?
So she would have been Elizabeth Tudor. Does that ring a bell for you at all?
Yes.
Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
Queen Elizabeth the First.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She was a big deal. So this would be Mary's stepsister. Okay. Elizabeth. Well, not really, because the marriage was annulled, so now they're nothing to each other, but...
Does that mean anything?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So, Anne Boleyn. Have you seen the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I was all fucked up. I don't remember much. Was that Natalie Portman?
It was.
Okay.
And Scarlett Jo.
Yeah.
My girlfriend from another life. Mm-mm.
Yeah. No. She doesn't do anything for me. No. Bless you.
So the movie portrayed Anne Boleyn, I think. I don't remember much about the movie either.
Yeah, I don't either, yeah.
But she pretty much schemed and fucking... She was kind of a conniving little bitch.
I do think that's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She got King Henry...
Henry?
...to...
Eric Bana.
...consider... Oh, it is Eric Bana.
Okay. I do think he was Henry.
It is him. It is him. That's right.
Oh.
Oh.
That was not good.
That was okay. It was weird.
Mm-hmm. I know. It was trying to talk. You shouldn't have tried it with that time.
Anyways, Anne Boleyn's scheming and plotting somehow convinced Henry to make Elizabeth next in line for the throne and not Mary.
Bitch.
Yes.
Ooh.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jesus. What was she up to?
So, pretty much Mary's life was sucky. And life as she knew it as like a fucking Catholic fucking saint is over.
Okay.
With the marriage being annulled and her literally being considered a bastard now, you know, in the eyes of the Pope or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So then, to add a little salt to this wound, King Henry decides he wants to break off ties with the Pope and start a new English church. And it's basic, it's Protestant. And
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Okay. I think it's just like Lutheran.
I think so.
But so whatever. That's basically it. So the Pope was like, no, please, they keep giving me your money.
Oh, no shit.
And King Henry was like, no, we want to be fucking Protestant now.
Yeah, bye. So
we're not going to listen to any of your fucking rules anymore.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I totally just shined that right in your eyeballs.
Yep, yep. I had the glasses on up until like 30 seconds ago, though, so I'm all right.
In 1536, Henry had Anne Boleyn charged with treason and beheaded.
Why?
Basically, he did that to a lot of his wives.
Oh, all right. Well,
yeah.
Sure.
He just was like, I don't really like you anymore. Yeah. So, you're dead. Treasonous.
But yeah, yeah, yeah.
He remarried again to a woman named Lady Jane. Yeah, it's my computer.
Okay.
It sounds like thunder almost.
It does. Lady Jane. I don't know
Lady
her.
Jane Grey.
Oh. I like that name, though.
And she was all like, you're a shit-ass father, and you better fucking make up your fucking relationship with Mary, bro.
No shit.
And then Jane had his first son. She had the first male heir.
Wow.
Heir?
Yeah.
So, Henry listened to Lady Jane.
Lady Jane.
And he was like, all right, you're right, I'm a shit father.
Aww.
So he goes to Mary and he's like, I will be your fucking father again if you promise that you accept the annulment of mine and your mother's marriage.
Okay.
And that you were an illegitimate child.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So Mary agreed to do that because she just, I don't think she had another choice. He probably would have been like, treason or something.
I'm gonna kill you then.
Yeah. You know, you have to do what the king says.
Yeah.
So she agreed. He re-entered her into the royal court.
Okay.
So she got to be back with the big shots or whatever.
That is neat.
Mm-hmm. But she's still, like, really cunty about all of her, like, religious views and shit. Like, God.
I don't like it when people are pushy with any of that shit.
Or like they find out you're like not like them and then they're like, you're a piece of shit.
Right? Yeah, that's bullshit.
Henry died
when
he was 55 years old.
See ya, hun.
He had an open wound that wouldn't heal.
Was it on his dick? You know, it was his butthole. It wouldn't stop bleeding. He needs some boo-boo.
I think it was his leg.
Oh.
But because of his injury, he like couldn't move around a lot, so before he passed away he was like super fat and like sloppy and smelly, and he had like weird blisters all over his body, pus filled blisters, and he had gout, and
I'm guessing his leg got infected. It's probably why he had blisters and shit all over, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how he died.
He died a horrible death. Yes. Fat, couldn't move, he couldn't walk or anything. But it's just so crazy. That's how he died. But he like led his whole life being like this lady man fuck robot.
Oh, I love the fuck robot thing. Mm-hmm. I would totally buy one.
I would buy a motherfucking fuck robot. Oh, so fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me too. Because it's not another person. It's still just you.
Yeah.
But they can do it right. They can actually do it right. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all hail King Edward.
Oh, shit.
The sixth. King Edward the sixth.
Six?
This would be.
Jeez.
Lady Jane and Henry's baby, the boy that she had birthed or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
He was only 9 years old.
Okay.
And he's king now.
That's interesting.
Yeah. No wonder things were so fucked up. Mm-hmm. You're going to let a 9-year old run your fucking shit? Mm-hmm. You're going to give all your money to a 9-year old?
Yeah. Cool. I don't know how they thought that would be the right thing to do.
Of course, they want cool, nice, awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If I was 9, I'd be like, I want them jewels on my head. I want that fucking go-kart.
Right? Go-kart.
Of course, they had go-karts back
then. Like a mini horse, I'm sure. He's like, I want the mini horse.
Bring thy jewels from the mini horse's nuts.
No, we're just going to say, chop the horse nuts off. What have I turned into? I'm like Russian over here. Like a Russian Eskimo.
You do sound drunk. So, I mean, Russian.
I might be a little when I'll vodka.
All right, we need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
All right, so. Okay. He ruled with 16 people around him, just kind of being his advisors.
Like, no, so. You can't have those horse nuts. Move on, bud.
Yes,
we already said no. There's babysitters and shit. What's up?
Yep, exactly. And they all basically got to have the rule of the roost.
Uh-huh.
They continued on with the ridding of the Catholic religion. Like, we don't want anything to do with that. Protestant. Yay! You know. They made a lot of, yeah, they made more like freedom, religious freedom rules. And, you know, Mary was just like, that's disgusting.
Hi. I feel like Mary had braces. Don't you?
No.
No, she didn't. Not, she had like horse testicles. She had like horse pubes were keeping her teeth in line. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I feel like Mary was. Just, like, over it. And her pussy smelled bad, too. You know it did. She's a dirty little bitch.
So after King Edward would be Mary to rule.
Ooh.
And then Elizabeth, the stepsister, after Mary.
Okay.
So now Mary ended up becoming basically the most powerful princess of all of Europe.
Jeez.
Because her brother was the king.
Well, that backfired on him a little bit, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. But nobody, or she couldn't really, like, shake that whole incest bastard sort of, like, life, you know, like.
Yeah, I don't blame her. That's, you know, kind of
stigma
a.
Stigma that she had.
Yeah, that's some baggage there.
Totally. She really wanted marriage really bad. She wanted to be married really bad.
And still no one wanted to marry her, and she's, like, 30 now? Mm-hmm. Or she's still, like, 17?
No, she's getting older, for sure. And, yeah, nobody liked her. She sucked.
She must have been terrible, awful.
She must have sucked in bed, for real.
I mean, serious. For, no one, I mean, Lizzie Halliday got married like 4 times. You know what I mean? Like, totally. Come on. These women they were working with back in the day weren't gems anyway.
No.
A lot of them were like,
they didn't have braces and.
No shit. Well, hey.
Stuff like that.
The big gens didn't have those either. And I'm still suffering for it.
I didn't
I'm
have braces neither.
Your teeth are beautiful. Fuck off. Yeah.
Thanks.
It's like somebody with, like, perfectly straight white teeth. I never had braces. Can you believe it? Yeah, I can.
You know, she's just, yeah, she's not a good person. Nobody wants to fucking marry her. Nobody wants to, like, spend their life being like, only have sex for consummation.
Ew, you know, right?
Mary's not taking it in the poop chute.
Yeah.
She's not sucking your balls.
Oh.
Nobody wants a life like that.
I mean,
she'd be like, ew, orgies.
Get those balls.
Sinful.
Get those balls out of their mouth. Or whatever. But you know what? Nobody did that shit back then. Did they eat assholes then? Absolutely not. We already talked about that. They didn't eat buttholes.
You are obsessed with it, to be honest.
I don't know how it works. I'd like to know anything about how that's enjoyable to people. How do you eat a butthole?
We're going to be on Local Trash tomorrow, so you should ask Ezra about eating the buttholes.
100%. It's going to be my first question. Yo, Ez, you like to eat butthole?
So, anyways, King Edward dies at the very middle-of-the-road age of 15 years old.
Why? Does no one know how thou died? How thou died? Thart isn't a word,
sorry. I don't think so. I think he probably had diarrhea or something.
Dude, you know it was something stupid. He had a hangnail. He stubbed his toe and he fucking croaked.
An open wound. I don't know. So, before Edward died, his 16 executive assistants or whatever the fuck they would be, all came together and schemed and plotted to not let Mary take the throne if he died because everybody hated her.
This is wild. I'm serious. These women back in the day were not prizes. So what is so god-awful, disgusting, terrible wrong with this poor woman? No wonder she was so fucking angry, though. Everyone hated her.
Yeah, everyone just hated her.
Shit. So, dude, I kind of feel bad for her at this point.
I kind of do a little, but...
Yeah, but I haven't heard the rest of the story.
Yeah, I know how this ends, so...
Okay, yeah, I'll change my mind, too.
Yes, I did feel bad for her, too, at one point in time.
Yeah.
So, they all made a law making Jane Grey, Lady Jane, the queen.
Edward's mama.
Yes.
Okay.
I think
that was... Her, yeah, she's the one that bore the son.
Yeah,
or Henry.
That's right. I think because everybody knew that
she was gonna.
Yeah, she was cool. She was a really good person. And then they knew that fucking Mary was gonna fucking be a total dumb ass, horrible, awful
cunty
queen. Yeah, yes. Yeah. So Mary was like, "Sit the fuck down, Lady Grey.
Nah,
you ain't taking this throne away from me." And she fucking just caved to Mary, and Mary took over the throne.
No.
Yep.
Oh my god. I want to know what she actually did to make everyone so terrified of her and shit, though.
Yeah.
She have, like, laser beam eyes? No, I mean serious. Was she like Esmeralda and she turned everyone to stone and shit? No.
That would be Medusa.
Oh, yeah.
Esmeralda's like
Esmeralda,
a princess,
then?
Like a Disney princess.
Fuck, no. She was somebody. Esmeralda, wasn't she somebody before?
I don't know. So the first thing that Mary did when she became queen forcibly, just took the throne. She reinstated her parents' marriage immediately.
But one of them's dead. So it's not even a thing.
I think they're both
anymore.
Probably dead.
Yeah.
At this point. I mean,
that's why it's so stupid. Like, what?
She's like 36 or 37.
So she's going to be out pretty quick.
So okay. She's getting older. You know.
Still rocking that fucking cherry.
Yeah. Nobody wants to fuck her.
Nobody. I know. Nobody wants to fuck her. She's just so sexually frustrated. She's been like humping her thumb for years
she's
now,
like
and
a
it's
fucking
getting old.
Catholic priest.
Yeah.
Just fucking ready to fucking attack all the little boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any of them.
Yeah, like they do. Not cool.
Oh, I'm way down here. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So that's she's 37. Right. She has no husband, no children. Basically, that's not heard of. You know, everybody's like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
She's almost dead, and she's never been fucked before.
And she desperately wanted to just shove Catholicism up everybody's asses and down everybody's throats.
Wow.
But how can you do that if you're, like, a fucking childless, fucking marriageless, fucking goon, you know?
Right.
So she decided to marry this Catholic dude.
Oh, she ordered somebody to marry her? Wow.
It was the king of Spain's son, Philip.
Felipe. He must have been really hot.
Philip II.
Okay. Oh, he's only
of
a second.
Spain. He was 11 years her junior.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Also, that boy liked to fuck, too. He's like 26? 20?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 26.
Okay. Wow, 26-year-olds like to fuck a lot, too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They do it the wrong way, though. They're really jabby.
Jabby. That's a thing for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So she did not listen to any of her advisors or any of her parliament. They were all against her and this marriage.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But I think because she was like 37, she's like, I need to get the ball rolling.
I need
here.
To do this. Yeah, I need.
I need to give birth to a little fuck twat so I can fucking make this Catholic fucking shit stick for generations.
And I have to get married before I lose the V, so let's do it.
And Elizabeth was Protestant.
She would be
next in line. And she's like, I'm getting old. This is my one fucking chance to fucking...
Elizabeth or Mary?
Mary is getting old.
Okay, I thought you said Elizabeth.
I just said she, I think.
Okay.
But Elizabeth was Protestant, so she's next in line for the throne.
Oh, I get it now, y'all.
She didn't give a shit. She did it anyways. Parliament was so pissed, and there were like some dukes or whatever, and they were going to come at her.
Come at me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They had planned to just forcibly remove her so that her sister Elizabeth could take the throne.
Yeah.
And fucking Mary said, not in my house, bitch.
Yeah.
And she held them captive and then ended up executing them.
Elizabeth too?
Elizabeth pleaded her innocence.
Okay.
But Mary still imprisoned her for 2 months.
Jeez.
And then kept her under house arrest after that.
Forever?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Until she didn't, but for now. It was
until she lifted it.
Yeah.
But for a while.
She's like, you stay here until I say it's okay to go.
Yeah. Okay.
And
what a bitch.
Mm-hmm. So her marriage with this fucking Philip guy was really extensive.
Why?
There was a lot written in their marriage to each other, like a agreement.
Yeah.
It was basically for like political reasons. Pretty much, because Spain is a very Catholic region as well. And the Pope, stuff like that. What's the Pope? I don't know. But he's a big deal.
Yeah. They always say that too, and I don't know what he has
My
to do with anything.
My grandma could never listen to this.
Yeah.
Anyways, so in her stipulations in her marriage, Philip couldn't make any decisions without Mary's approval.
Really?
Yes. And that England would not be obligated to help Philip or his father in any wars that Spain, you know, is in or ends up being in.
Okay.
Philip didn't really like these terms, but he married her anyways.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
He didn't like Mary either.
Yeah. Okay.
He fucking hated her, actually. Mary. I know.
Jesus, this broad.
He spent as much time away from her as he could.
Yeah, I bet.
He actually wrote to one of his friends saying, this marriage was concluded for no fleshy consideration, but in order to remedy the disorders of this kingdom and to preserve the lower countries.
Dude, I don't know what that means.
He doesn't want to fuck her.
Oh, fleshy, but did he?
Fleshy considerations?
Yeah. Did he ever fuck her, though? Do we have any idea if they ever penetrated? Or will it say? It'll tell us. Okay.
We'll see. I mean, you had have to. Okay. I think back in this day to, like, actually be married. You know, like, consummation or shit. Whatever, stuff like that.
Okay, so she was just terrible, awful bad at it, though.
I guess.
All right.
They married each other after knowing each other for 2 days. Gross.
Yeah.
July 25th, 1554 was when they were married.
Okay.
And then a couple months later, she starts having pregnancy symptoms.
Okay.
All right, then.
He fucked her good. He fucked her so hard.
Her titties are hurting. She stopped menstruating.
Ouch. Oh, no.
Her stomach started getting really fat.
She's got the cancer. That's what I'm saying. Because I know she dies soon.
She does die pretty soon, mm-hmm. Yes. So there was announcements that were made. Like to
fucking
the
menopause and shit. Is she going through fucking menopause? She's a little early, but geez.
Possible. She made an announcement to the town, like, I'm pregnant. I'm giving birth to the next heir.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made backup plans. plans for childbirth.
Jesus. Uh-huh. These people, they're like, hate her so much. Yes.
Her husband did not believe that she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then a year passes by and her stomach goes back down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The way you were reading it, I'm not, but okay.
Yeah, no, she ain't pregnant.
Okay.
She was obviously very devastated.
Yes.
And again, embarrassed because, you know, she never gave birth. She made these fucking announcements or whatever. And now it's like, oh my right. God, can this bastard loser fucking yeah. queen not even give birth now either?
And she can't. She's fucking useless, dude. Where is that baby?
I think God hates her, honestly.
It really sounds like him.
But, she, well, my God, this next line. She thought that God was punishing her.
It sounds like he is.
For allowing Protestant activity Ugh. In her realm.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Of course she'd think that.
And when she first took the crown, she had promised everybody that she would allow religious freedoms as long as she could still reinstate her parents' marriage.
Okay, and she's not allowing religious freedoms.
She's a fucking liar.
Yeah.
She's a fucking lying bitch. Mm-hmm. She starts abolishing all the religious freedom laws.
Oh, no.
She reaffirmed the clerical celibacy and then took the wives away from all of the priests that had married.
Oh, my God.
After, like, it was okay to do that.
Mm-hmm. What an asshole bitch.
That's so fucked up.
What an asshole fucker she is. Yeah, that's
what do you got mean. Against fucking people fucking?
No shit. Just because she's awful, terrible at it, and has only had it like a half a time.
She probably didn't even have sex with Philip, didn't even know that. Because Philip's yeah. like, I don't think she's pregnant, man.
Yeah, that's why he knew.
He's like, I fucked her in the butthole.
I got her good in her asshole fucker. Yeah. I titty fucked her, and she thought that was it.
Okay. So... Oh, I just went backwards.
Very
potty
nice.
Break. Now we yeah. back.
Oh my God, I had to pee so fucking. But sometimes good. We're in here and I don't have to pee the
at whole all. Time. Yeah.
I know.
I didn't grab a beer.
Bitch, you want one of mine?
Do you have one to spare?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to move on because I'm like, I want to get going. This story is fucking very interesting.
No, right yeah. Towards the end anyway, right? Doesn't mm-hmm. they get like, I want to know what happens with this bitch now. She's beyond ridiculous.
I know.
Fucking so, hey.
Yeah. She actually ended up restoring England to what it had been like 100 years prior.
Is
to
that good?
Her. Can you think about us going back 100 years?
Might be kind of cool.
No. Like there'd be like days? Fucking like police beatings and, you know, women okay. getting raped and...
So that's what you're talking about. Because mm-hmm. I'm just thinking of, like, thou golden days.
She took the laws back to, like, the early 1400s.
Oh, that's a little too early for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, okay. That's disgusting. That's when, like, they did, like, you know, probably impalements.
Ew. You
know? I don't know.
Well...
Vlad the like, Impaler.
The 60s and 70s would have been pretty cool is where I'm at with this whole thing. Like, so I guess I'm like 4,000 years later.
Yeah.
Sure.
Good math. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't like it. Every time I say that, now I have a Southern accent and I don't know where it comes from.
Probably your fucking Southern boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. Probably.
Okay. So, understand this better. She basically took the church and turned it back into the Catholic Empire.
No, she did. Oh, she did.
Which is exactly what everybody feared that she was going to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Nice.
Jeez.
That sounded messy.
Yeah. A lot of things came out for that. That was a really disgusting, like, horse sneeze.
He just, like, wiped it on your pants.
Oh, don't you? Yeah. I mean, that's why I don't ever touch anything of mine, because it probably is, it has so many germs on it, like cat shit, and just, like, sneeze cold, and food, old food germs on there. Jeez. I know. I'm serious. What's wrong with
you? You live like a 70-year-old single man.
Thanks. I do. I really, really do. I even dress like one.
Yeah.
How did I get like this, by the way?
It was a slow progression.
It was not always like this. It's gotten terrible in like the last 3 years. We're almost done though, right?
Wait. I want to smoke weed.
I think so. Oh no. Wait.
This is all we have left.
That's it?
All right. Shall we?
Yeah.
I think you smoke too much.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ow!
I think karma's an instant and goddamn killer. That's what I think.
That's God punishing me.
Too much. Oh, right. We're all going to die tonight.
Shit.
I know it, man. Mm. Shit. That's a bummer.
Well.
I'm only 38.
Please help
me. We're already like 12 episodes deep, aren't we?
I'm fucked up.
Oh, big time. I know, it just puffed again.
I snorted like it was cocaine. I'm fucked up.
Yeah, you did.
Oh my God, I had a guy doing that to me one time. He kept pointing at his nose and being like, and I didn't understand what he was talking about. So I was like, what a fucking weirdo.
Were you like 7? Because that's the last time you didn't know what that meant. After that, you were like, yo, man, I'm ready. Cool.
I was drunk. I figured it out later on and I was like, oh, he wanted to do coke with me. Oh my God, duh.
How old were you, like 12?
This was like 2 months ago.
What? Who was it? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And he just was like, wow, he must have allergies. He's working in the farm fields. There's like lots of allergies.
That hay fever is really kicking his ass, huh?
I was like, do you need a tissue?
You're such a dork. How are you that much of a dork, but yet you're harder than most people I know? That's so ridiculous.
It's a really delicate mixture.
What do you mean? No, I don't get it. I have a question.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Oh my God.
I've had too much also. Let's move. You're still snorting.
Let's maybe do we're cocaine.
Just, seriously, maybe you, saying. Maybe you are getting sick is what I'm saying.
No, stop. Why would you go there?
I sneezed into the mattress 45 seconds ago. Also, and there, things came out and I wiped them on my pants. Maybe that already got you sick. Maybe you have a flu.
I don't get sick. I'll be fine.
Bitch, I don't get sick.
You don't get sick even more than I don't get
sick. Too many flus, too many germs already in my body hole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be like what my dad says, if you just drink enough alcohol,
you kill it all.
It kills all the germs inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Let's get back to this fucking story.
Yeah.
All right. So she was basically being a huge ass cunt like everybody knew she was going to be.
Yeah.
She made these new laws, and they were called the Hearsay Laws. Acts.
Ew.
Sorry. They were the Hearsay Acts.
Whatever you say.
Or heresy. Fuck. They're the Heresy Acts.
They're the Harrison Ford Act.
It basically meant if you were Protestant, that was a punishable offense.
What? Okay.
Yes. It is illegal to be a Protestant.
It is illegal.
Thou art breaking the law.
That'll break my heart.
Enery would have never liked that. fuck you.
Enery, the eighth.
Okay. If you didn't follow the Catholic code, whatever they're called, their code of ethics or their 10 commandments or whatever
they
are.
It's totally like the 15th commandment. It's something. It's like the 10. It's like Moses and
or
shit.
Or 13 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, there's 10.
There's 10.
Yeah.
You were a dissenter, basically, if you weren't a Catholic.
Huh?
If you didn't convert to Catholicism, you were a dissenter. Enemy.
What's a dissector?
Dissenter is just basically like somebody who is not going with the rest of the crowd.
Oh my God.
A person who is not doing what
against
they're supposed to do.
Against the grain.
They're against the rule of law.
you know, jump to the beat of their own different drum. Yeah. Ugh.
That felt so fucking good, dude.
It sounded good too, dude. No, they beat to their own little drummer boy.
Mm-hmm.
Is what that's up. Is what's up with that.
We have to stop because I'm like getting to the serious part now.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Okay. No. Yeah,
here we go.
Nope.
So these rules of being a Dice Hunter or whatever, you could be exiled or executed.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Sometimes executed is probably better than exiled too, right?
I have no idea. Probably. I mean, you probably die in exile anyways.
Mm-hmm. Like a slow death.
Oh, yeah. You probably starve to death and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so this resulted in a 5-day killing fest,
mm-mm,
pretty much, called the Marian Prosecutions.
Marian.
Maybe because her name is Mary?
Yes.
All right. So the Marian Prosecutions. So the rich Protestants, there was about 800 of them, they were exiled forever.
Boat.
All of the bishops and clergymen were burned at the stake.
Jeez.
Even if they had promised to convert to Catholicism.
Right?
She still burned those men alive.
Oh, man. So she's just being a real asshole.
Mm-hmm. So this 5 days of publicly burning anyone who was a Protestant ended up coming to an end. Obviously, you run out of people to burn, probably.
They're all dead, man. Why don't you get some of those exiled back and fucking burn them if you want something to do for a minute.
I wish I wouldn't have exiled everybody. Hmm. Everybody's gone now. You burned everybody. Yeah, she burned about 300 people. That's a fucking lot.
That's so many.
That's like almost, more than half of our town.
These are like good people too.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's no reason for it. That's disgust. Do we know how she executed them?
She burned them all at the
stake.
She
burned them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think you said that before, right?
She burned them at the stake. Which, okay. I'm pretty sure... I only know this because of my grandmother, but, like, if you're Catholic, it's, like, the worst to be burnt or something like that.
It is.
It's worse. It's, like, the worst for your body to be burned. Yeah, my grandma was, like, struggling so hard to cremate her husband because she was like, that's bad.
I don't get it.
I just agree with my grandma. I'm like, I know, grandma, because she thinks I'm Catholic. It's hilarious. She knows I'm not. She just doesn't ask questions.
She has to know.
She just doesn't ask questions.
Okay.
And then okay. I lie. I'm sorry. I do. I'm a liar.
Yeah.
Gross. All right.
Let's read this fucker.
Yeah. Okay. I have to sneeze so bad. It's coming. I can feel it. Okay.
Nope.
So, Mary and these Marian prosecutions, this dumb asshole bitch. Fucking hate her.
Me too.
Everybody hated her. Her advisors were all telling her, like, this is a bad fucking idea.
Right?
There we go. I guess I burped instead of sneezed.
It was really nice.
Her husband was like, I feel like you're going to cause a rebellion right now. Like, I'm just saying.
Like, you should maybe chill out tonight or take it easy, honey.
Even Catholics themselves were kind of like,
I don't like, you're not my favorite.
We don't really like you, like, killing tons of people in the name of our religion.
Yeah.
It's not really what we're about, so.
Okay.
She didn't care what anybody else thought at all. She continued on with the prosecutions and murders until she died.
Jeez. Which was a while?
Yeah, okay. A couple years.
Okay.
Yeah, she died when she was 52.
Okay.
I think.
42.
42, my bad. She died when she was 42. Philip, I said before, he was like barely around at all for their marriage.
Yeah.
But in 1557, he came back to, this is before she died.
Okay.
So in 1557, he came back to try and persuade her to give him some of her military to fight in a war for Spain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was the deal they made.
that was
the deal they made. Nah.
It was a part of their deal, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, the reason why this is such a horrible idea is because England itself was pretty fucking trashed at this moment in time.
Oh no.
They had a lot of flooding. Their fields were not prosperous. Their Shit. Economy was way the fuck down. They were very weak. They were at a very bad place.
Okay.
But she still agreed.
Okay.
Only because...
Yeah.
These... Hold on. Oh. And the Pope disapproved.
Oh, shit.
Another bad reason is that England did all kinds of trading with France. So... Oh, I should have... Yeah, okay. So Spain was at war with France.
Oh, shit, okay.
Oh, my God. I'm falling apart. Let's wrap this up.
I know, I'm falling apart too. No, I get it. That's why I'm letting you read. I'm trying to comment not so much.
So, she ended up declaring war, but only after some of the people that she had exiled had went to the French.
Oh, shit.
And told them, like, I think I know how to get fucking Mary and, you know... Killer right ass yeah. Stab her in the head or whatever.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That didn't work out Mm-mm. so well for them. They were. I gotta flip my page to tell you first. Mm-hmm. I have to come back here. I don't know why I put that there.
Okay. Put what where?
So, when Philip had come back after, you know, begging her to,
help.
Yeah, help him with his war.
Yeah.
He left again, and she thought she was pregnant again.
Well, of course she did.
Which wasn't fucking true, because he probably just titty fucked her again.
You know, whatever. He just fucked her in her butthole. Uh-huh. He fucked her in her ear, and she was like, that was so good for me.
So in her years of reign, which was 1556 to November 1558, when she died, she left England pretty much in poverty and pretty much wasted. Her marriage with Philip pretty much had zero benefits to England at all. The Spanish were pretty selfish with their trading and... military and finances. They didn't really help England at all throughout okay. the entire marriage. Mm-hmm. So, at this time, Elizabeth pretty much had to accept the fact that Elizabeth was going to be her successor. Or, you know, she couldn't have children. So,
she's like, so she just right. thought she was pregnant again and then nothing happened?
Yes.
Okay.
She was getting older. She was getting weaker. She started to get really sickly, and then she got really weak and was in bed all the time.
Okay. Oh, shit.
In 1558, she dies of uterine cancer. Yep, you called it.
I'm pretty sure I saw that like 3 pages ago.
You sure did. Shut you know your cancers.
Up. I do. Yes. You're welcome. It's just hashtag blessed. Gross. That's so not true. That's disgusting. I have a lot of experience, unfortunately, with cancer. Yes. It's too bad.
Mm-hmm. But most of her legacy pretty much is remembered negatively.
No shit. Yeah.
Big surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why she got the name Bloody Mary. From all the Protestants she slaughtered people publicly. She killed.
Jesus, what a cunt.
But she was, however, the first woman to claim the throne while there was a conflict over who would succeed to the throne.
Okay, so she holds, like, a record for that, she's which is like, pretty cool. But
I mean, I guess kind of, if you have to find, you know, a silver lining, like,
you know,
go women, we can take what we want sometimes. But she took it from another woman, too, so that's almost, like, right. anti-womanly.
Yeah, it is, but I actually do think that she was a really smart lady.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she didn't use her smarts in the best way. She didn't use them in a good way.
She was poisoned.
Of course, she was an asshole, but
yeah.
She's still smart. is what I'm saying.
She changed the laws, too, when she was a queen, and she made queens just as powerful as kings.
Right on.
She was the first queen regnant.
What's that?
It means first queen that took the throne instead of a queen who was, like, born into the... Or married, like, into... I don't know.
Yeah, she was bestowed the...
She took the crown. Crown. Yeah. Okay.
The crown.
Crown royal. Got it.
I was just going to say the crown royal, too. Fuck her.
But even after all that shit, her death was still celebrated.
Oh, that's just rude.
Yes.
But okay.
Everybody cheered for joy when she died.
Jeez.
She also thought that she was going to scare everyone into being Catholic. But what really happened was it made her
end up like her, right?
It made everybody hate the Catholic Church and her even more. So that kind of worked totally against her.
Yeah, I can see that.
But everybody was so happy to accept Queen Elizabeth. And everybody fucking loved her. She was the best. She brought in the Golden Age, or the Elizabethan Age.
Okay.
Which brought people lots of money, lots of prosper, and lots of peace to the land.
She's good.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have to do Queen Elizabeth or something.
I know, she sounds badass.
Right? Like, she sounds in a like good way.
More of, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, don't be a total religious hypocritical asshole.
Seriously.
Because you won't be remembered well. So, of course, not everybody hated her. There were Catholics who, you know, agreed with what she was doing.
They did?
Mm-hmm. There was a guy named John Lingard, who was a Catholic historian, who thought that Mary was doing the right thing, but that her reign was just too short because of her death.
She didn't really get a chance to kill 3,000 people. Sorry, buddy. Are you kidding me? He should have married her. It would have been a fucking perfect couple.
I mean, that was like in the 1880s or something.
It was a couple years later. It was a couple years later.
Hopefully none of the Catholic historians believe that now. But
no. God, I fucking hope not.
Yeah. So... the urban legend, I looked up like what the legit, you know, urban legend is.
Okay.
It says if you can invoke Mary's spirit if you chant Bloody Mary 3 times into a mirror in the dark, and she will come to you covered in blood and holding a dead blue baby. Creepy.
Jeez.
Right.
So that's like a thing, like they think that really happens, or has it?
That's like what, you know, little kids say.
Right. But I mean, is it like a proven thing, you think, though?
Have you ever done it?
Yes.
And
it's horrifying. I never had the balls to stand there after you say it like 3 times or 12 times or however many you're supposed to, or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And it was ran away right after you saw the last one. So I
always ran away, too.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
But I feel like one time I saw something. I swear to God, I didn't sleep at all that entire night.
So like
I was, at my cousin's house.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the bathroom all by myself, and I swear to God, I thought I saw something in the mirror. And then I ran away, obviously, right away, because you say it, and then you open your eyes.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to open shit.
And I opened my eyes.
Oh, you did?
I thought I saw something, but it was like the same height as me. So I'm like, it had to have just been like me, you know, like in a reflection or something.
Probably. Or maybe Mary's really short.
Maybe she's really short. Oh my God.
No, the person I always saw was tall and skinny, and it was behind me too. Or who I like thought I saw, but
okay.
I
just make it up in our head. Like, as a kid,
I mean, yeah, I would like dream about things too after you play.
Yeah. So no, I'm getting scared talking about it.
I don't know if I ever really saw anything, but I think I did too.
I have thought about bringing a mirror in here,
a pistol, and we're not doing it. Are you kidding?
On air.
I'm way too stoned for that. Jesus.
I know, I don't want to do it either.
I know, I would literally piss and shit my pants at the same time. Speaking of doing those things.
Yeah.
I have to pee really, really bad. What were you going to say, bitch?
I was going to say some people assume because our podcast is called Bad Bitches that we're bad bitches, and we're like, Nah, we're some scared bitches. We're we're Dalvin's bitches.
We be scared. Oh, no shit. We are too. Hey, baby, what's up? What? You don't remember what you were talking about before. I just like kind of took the floor again.
All right. Well.
I'm sorry. Shit. What were we saying?
We're going to get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm hungry as fuck. So hungry right now. Mm-hmm. And.
Are you okay? What just happened to you?
I'm good.
That last sneeze, you went.
I might have peed a little. That's okay.
Oh my god, let's pee.
Period gushed.
Oh, whatever. No.
Same thing.
We did. It's not.
Anyways, you should go to nopleasedon'tpodcast.com/badbitches.
Yeah, with a Z.
With a Z. I'm thinking that you and I should get together and crunch some numbers and see what we can do about, like, maybe getting these fuckers some t-shirts and shit.
Yeah.
Listen okay. to our past episodes, because you'll like them if you like this one. If you like women's history, you fucking message us if you want me to do a story about a woman that you like. Email us, or you can email us any of your questions. We'll answer them on the air. Please go to our iPod.
Go to the iPad vision.
Go to the.
Go to your fucking computer, laptop.
Go to your desktop.
iPhone.
And put your DVDs in.
Put your VHS in.
Fucking VHS. Okay.
iPad.
Yes.
iPodders. Go to the podcasters. Is that it?
Go to Apple Podcasts.
That's why I say iPodders. Just like works.
And. Mm-hmm. Leave us a 5-star review, please.
Yeah. Now we really deserve one.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. And just make sure you tune in next week. We will be doing somebody who's definitely much closer to nowadays by a few hundred years. So it's a much more modern take. You and I were talking about her earlier.
I do recall.
We're talking about our first really creepy.
This is going to be awesome, people. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm a really bad actress. I really am. So I forgot we were even talking about this for next week, but it does sound fucking badass as shit.
Jesus Christ.
It's really scary.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Okay.
Look what I'm doing. Well,
you look like your brother so much right now. I can't even describe it. Okay, fuck off. All right, thank you guys so much for all of the support. Our family member who had the stroke is doing fucking great. There's even talks about when he's going to be able to go home now. Mm-hmm. So that'll be in the future somewhere. That is the best we could, you know, ever ask for. Thank you for all the...
Thank you.
Thank you for your prayers.
Thank you for everything. And thank you for listening. And we love you. This is fucking Big Jen's out. Can I?
We love you. And so this is Big Jen's. No, okay, fine.
I was trying to be mellow for once in my life. And you're like, hey, pep up a little bit. You're always so mellow. Anyway, you're just going to do a fine bye. Fine bye.
Fine bye.